This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Dan Henney in for Stuart J. Winals with your Monday news update. A 39-year-old man is dead after a late Friday night shooting near Wright Avenue and Grange in Racine. Police say officers found the victim at the scene and he was pronounced dead. Investigators are asking anyone with information or video to contact Racine Police. A Racine City Council committee will consider a plan tonight to redevelop the former Geezy School site into 34 single-family homes. The city would invest about $2.3 million in roads, sidewalks, and sewers before selling the lots to a builder. Cleanup is still underway at a Kenosha Amazon warehouse after an early morning fire triggered a large response early Friday morning. Crews found heavy smoke inside the million-square-foot facility. The building has significant smoke and water damage. The cause remains under investigation. Tony Romo will not have to appear in court after a drunk driving citation in Milwaukee. Deputies say the Racine County native was pulled over Thursday night and arrested after a field sobriety test. Country Thunder brought a busy weekend for law enforcement in Kenosha County, with 345 calls for service reported. Deputies made 32 criminal arrests or charges and issued more than 300 citations, many tied to underage drinking. Authorities say those numbers could grow as additional reports are investigated. In-person early voting begins tomorrow, Tuesday, and runs through August 9th. Locations and hours vary by community. Officials say voters should check their specific ballot and where to vote online, myvote.wi.gov. And Spring Street in Mount Pleasant will be closed for about a week as crews resurface the road. Work is happening between Newman Road and Highway 31 to repair damaged concrete. Access to homes and businesses will remain open, but drivers will need to follow posted detours. And that's your local news update here on WRJN. Get news anytime on demand at WRJN.com. News updates at the top and bottom of the hour all day.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. A 14-year-old boy was killed over the weekend in Sheboygan after being hit by a car on his e-bike. Sheboygan police say the crash happened just before 5 on Saturday. They say the teen rode through a stop sign into the path of an oncoming car. He was pronounced dead shortly after arriving at a local hospital. Authorities say the 25-year-old driver of the car was not hurt. Menasha police say a 4-year-old was hit and run over by an e-bike in Jefferson Park last Friday evening. They say the child suffered cuts and bruises to the head and face, so the parents took the child to the hospital to be checked out. Police are reminding people to operate e-bikes safely and travel at a safe speed. Hundreds of mourners turned out last week in Madison for a candlelight vigil to remember a man shot and killed by Madison police officers the day before. Mourners brought flowers, signs, and candles to the intersection of South Baldwin and Williamson Streets, where 38-year-old Corey Ruiz was killed. Madison police have placed 4 officers on leave while the investigation into the shooting continues. Their names have not been released. Earlier in the day, Madison Police Chief John Patterson was interrupted by protesters who took over the news conference where he was updating the public on the shooting. Police say Ruiz was shot after showing a knife while scuffling with officers who were trying to arrest him on Wednesday. Wisconsin is joining 25 other states suing the Trump administration over new conditions tied to federal disaster and counterterrorism funding. The lawsuit challenges new funding requirements from FEMA and the Department of Homeland Security. The changes would force states to help enforce federal immigration law and change election procedures to receive federal funding. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call argues the conditions violate federal law and the Constitution. The state previously joined similar lawsuits that successfully blocked comparable funding conditions in federal court. A 14-year-old boy was killed over the weekend in Sheboygan after being hit by a car on his e-bike. Sheboygan police say the crash happened just before 5 on Saturday. They say the teen rode through a stop sign into the path of an oncoming car. He was pronounced dead shortly after arriving at a local hospital. Authorities say the 25-year-old driver of the car was not hurt. Menasha police say a 4-year-old was hit and run over by an e-bike in Jefferson Park last Friday evening. They say the child suffered cuts and bruises to the head and face, so the parents took the child to the hospital to be checked out. Police are reminding people to operate e-bikes safely and travel at a safe speed. Hundreds of mourners turned out last week in Madison for a candlelight vigil to remember a man shot and killed by Madison police officers the day before. Mourners brought flowers, signs, and candles to the intersection of South Baldwin and Williamson Streets, where 38-year-old Corey Ruiz was killed. Madison police have placed 4 officers on leave while the investigation into the shooting continues. Their names have not been released. Earlier in the day, Madison Police Chief John Patterson was interrupted by protesters who took over the news conference where he was updating the public on the shooting. Police say Ruiz was shot after showing a knife while scuffling with officers who were trying to arrest him on Wednesday. Wisconsin is joining 25 other states suing the Trump administration over new conditions tied to federal disaster and counterterrorism funding. The lawsuit challenges new funding requirements from FEMA and the Department of Homeland Security. The changes would force states to help enforce federal immigration law and change election procedures to receive federal funding. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call argues the conditions violate federal law and the Constitution. The state previously joined similar lawsuits that successfully blocked comparable funding conditions in federal court. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fallman for Civic Media News.
The Packers open their books. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Green Bay, where the Green Bay Packers holding their shareholders meeting. Team President Ed Policy says due to some construction costs and big player contracts like Micah Parsons, the team reporting an operating loss of just over $1 million.
Number one, the Packers remain in very solid financial footing, and we're in a very strong position. We've got a very strong balance sheet. But number two, we have shown through these financials that we are going to invest whatever it takes to field a championship caliber team.
Training camp practice begins on Wednesday. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Rockies 11-2 yesterday to take the series 2-1. Jacob Mizorowski getting the win. How's the mood in the clubhouse?
Yeah, doing great. I mean, guys are in a good spot, you know. Clubhouse energy is high right now, so it's really fun to be in here.
The Miz now 11-4 for the season. Tonight, they take on the Giants to kick off a 6-game schedule on the West Coast. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today, and a couple of those could be strong to severe, so be weather aware. Otherwise, partly cloudy. We'll get to around 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, a few evening storms, then partly cloudy in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.